The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 1942, Disney went to war. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1942 gave us Casablanca and World War II. However, a gas mask made for children made 1942 a strange year. Mickey Mouse gas mask, January 1942. In the wake of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, America was on the defense for a possible chemical attack. Gas masks were government-issued for citizens. However, they didn't accommodate children. The solution? Disney-inspired Mickey Mouse gas masks. Created and produced by the Sun Rubber Company and its owner, T.W. Smith Jr., who proposed a, quote, Mickey Mouse gas mask to the Chief of Chemical Warfare Service. In January 1942, Walt Disney came to Washington and met with officials on the progress of the Disney-inspired masks. It had somewhat similar features to Mickey Mouse. It was meant to calm terrified children, however, it looked rather terrifying to everyone else. It was designed to fit kids 18 months to 4 years old. More on that after a word from today's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Podcorn. Podcorn is a marketplace connecting podcasters to amazing podcast sponsorship opportunities, including host-read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. I've been utilizing Podcorn for both of my podcasts, and it's been a seamless process month after month. And what is great is there's no middleman. It's great for podcasters of all sizes. They can browse and choose opportunities right on the platform, set their own rates, and collaborate with brands directly without any exclusivities. Podcorn is super supportive every step of the way and ensures you're compensated for the work that you do for brands. The marketplace mission is to give podcasters transparency, creative freedom, and full control of the monetization process. Click the link in my show notes to sign up for Podcorn and start browsing sponsorship opportunities now. Huge thanks to Podcorn for sponsoring this episode. Explore sponsorship opportunities and start monetizing your podcast by signing up here at podcorn.com/podcasters. That's podcorn.com/podcasters. According to Atlas Obscura, quote, Major Robert D. Walk of the U.S. Army Reserve Command explained in an essay on the mask. The mask was designed so children would carry it and wear it as part of a game. This would reduce the fear associated with wearing a gas mask and hopefully inspire their wear time and hence survivability. About 1,000 Mickey Mouse masks were produced, but civilian gas masks in the U.S. were not generally utilized. Evidence of the mask are few and far between. One of the prototypes is in the 45th Infantry Museum in Oklahoma City. There's another at the U.S. Army Chemical Museum in Fort McClellan in Alabama, another in the museum at Fort Leland Wood in Missouri, and of course one in the Walt Disney Archives in Burbank, California. I'd like to thank the WashingtonPost.com, Gizmodo.com, and AtlasObscura.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals.
Save.